Meza Hashem, we continue with Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Ois Lamed Aleph, Shir number 49, discussing the ninth principle of Tshuva, Shviras HaTaiva HaGashmius, breaking one's physical desire. We find by David HaMelech, he says in Tehillim, that he had work to do, to run Klal Yisrael, to go take care of business, as you say, as they say, and his feet led him to where? His feet led him to the base medrash. The goal over here, Ben Yoina tells us, we want to be able to control our physical actions. The way to control the physical actions is to be in charge of the lev, in charge of the heart. The heart is the makor, is the source for our physical desires. The desire that is nesuna b'leiv ha'adam, that is placed in the heart of man, is shayrish kol ha'pa'ulois. It's the root for all of a person's actions. And that's why in David HaMelech's heart, his desire was Talmud Torah, his desire was to go learn. So that's why his feet, as the Medrash says, brought him to the base medrash. Lachain, im yisakin ataivos, if a person fixes, if he corrects his physical desires, visachas asher kol ivarim yisharsum, to the point where all of the ivarim of the person, all of his limbs are subjugated to his heart in the proper way, yimshechei ma'achari aseichel, then the person will be able to draw his limbs in the direction of his intellect, his seichel. V'ilavu alav yisharsuhu. And then his body will join in together with his seichel, with his intellect. Yuchshuru kol ha'pa'olim. And all of his actions will be proper. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, V'zach yashar pa'oloi. V'zach yashar, a pure one, pa'oloi. His every deed is upright. Zach Yosher Pa'oloi. A pure person, every deed he does is upright. That's the person who is able to take his physical desires and be able to control them, which is something that takes a lifetime to work on. And when the person falls, he gets back up and he says, okay, I realize I made a mistake. He doesn't let the Eitz HaRa get him down. And he gets back up again in order to work on controlling his desires. V'nemar taivos, taiva niye te'erov lanofesh. The Pasuk says further in Mishlei, says Shlomo HaMelech, the taiva, the desire that is broken, niya here means broken, niya, broken, is pleasant to the nefesh, is pleasant to the soul. Explains Rabbeinu Yoina, niya kimoy nishberes. The word niya is like broken. From the words, nihyesi v'nechlesi. In Daniel, he says, I became broken. Nihyesi v'nechlesi, and I became ill, I became sick. Amar ki kasha yishbor adam ta'avosa yigam b'dvar m'mutarim. Furthermore, very important point. We're not just discussing breaking a person's taiva and the desire in that which he's not permitted to have. But even that which you're permitted to have, which is mutilucha, you're allowed to have. Kikasha yishbar adam ta'avosa gam b'dvar m'mutarim, and that which is permissible, b'zeh titzlach ha'nefesh. That's the secret. That's how the nefesh will be matzliach. We have a whole parsha. We'll have in a few weeks, Mitzvah Shem, starting by Yikra now. Person will be learning Parshas Kedoshim, Kedoshim to you. The Ramban learns Kedoshim to you, that a person has to realize that even in making a bracha, and even in eating food, and doing mitzvahs, and living his life, he has to make sure not to be a novel b'shus ha'tayr, not to be an abomination with permission in the tayr, which means a person could be eating, but he eats in a way which is just not appropriate for a person to be eating. And he made a bracha rishoina, and he made a bracha achroina, and I'll tell you something, he even had kavan in his brachas. But he stuffed his mouth, he ate in such a way it's not becoming of a human being, let alone a neshama kedosha. Kedoshim to you, says the Ramban. The understanding is, and that which is permissible to you, do it properly. And if you do that, and if you are controlling that which is permissible, even more so, you'll control that which is not permissible. V'hamidah azo is terav lo. And eventually you will be able to control this midah of his taiva and become pleasant. The person will enjoy the proper path. Ki yorim ha-seichel yodei v'govar. Because his seichel, his intellect, will control his taivas. Then Rabbeinu Yonit says, what happens if a person doesn't do that? What happens if a person doesn't have his seichel control him? We'll pick up tomorrow with Hashem and realize that this person will see what's forbidden. He is going to think to himself, if I don't run after that which is forbidden, it's an abomination for me not to do the wrong thing. That's how backwards his mind is going to work on this person, which Hashem will pick up tomorrow.